Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg peaking at 17 degrees tomorrow, Pretoria 18, Emalahleni up to 16. The ANC's National Executive Committee is meeting in Johannesburg this weekend to assess the state of the organization and also to discuss topical issues, including the looming U.S. tariffs. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the party will also discuss the state of the Government of National Unity.
We will consider a strategic discussion on the GNU. It's not about the review of the GNU, it's about the discussion of the GNU as an option we have taken. So there's no discussion that is premised on reviewing the GNU.
In other news, Operation Vala Umgodi announced the arrest of at least 1,000 illegal miners at a mine in Barberton, Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga police spokesperson Donald Ntluli spoke to the media.
There could be more as they are coming out now. They have been then taken. This is a mine which is operative. However, the operation began on Monday, the 28th of July.
So according to police reports, the illegal miners came to the surface as their supplies started to run out. And just a reminder, the Air Traffic and Navigation Services has confirmed a systems failure at the OR Tambo International Airport. Cliff Shiko reports it's led to flight delays.
In a statement, ATNS says the failure affected air traffic control operations, specifically the flight plan management system. Authorities say they are working to manage the situation and minimize the impact on passengers and airline operations. ATNS says all safety protocols are strictly followed to ensure safe management of air traffic. Cliff Shiko, Jakaranda FM News.
In other news, the Constitutional Court ruled that Parliament failed to comply with its constitutional obligation. And this entails reasonable public involvement in the appointment of commissioners to the Commission of Gender Equality. Corruption Watch approached the court seeking to invalidate the appointment of five commissioners. Masachaba Sefularo reports.
Corruption Watch's submission to the Con Court was based on the argument that the public participation process was flawed due to insufficient information on the shortlisted candidates being made publicly available. The court found that the National Assembly relied on a flawed interpretation of the Protection of Personal Information Act when barring the publication of the candidate CVs. The Commission said it noted the ruling and will continue to discharge its responsibilities while Parliament undertakes the processes. Masachaba Sifularo for Jakarand FM News.
Then we move abroad. Sirens sounded in several Israeli cities this afternoon, including Jerusalem. The military said it identified a projectile launched from Yemen, and AFP journalists there reported hearing booms over Jerusalem. And finally, just in case you didn't know it, it's Marine Protected Areas Day today. South Africa's oldest protected area is the Tsitsikamma Marine Protected Area, and it's located within the Garden Route National Park. This year's theme, Ocean Protection Needs Human Connection. I'm Madeline Fischer. The next news bulletin on Jakaranda FM is tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock with Gada de Souza.
Uniting Gauteng.
He's a vibe.
With one big Joel. It's party nights with Ankle Tap. Jakaranda FM.
Boss, You know we finally here, right?
Well, we...
It's Friday then. It's Saturday, Sunday.
Too much. No, I'm all in my bag. That's clutch.